USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New Hampshire primary is in the books, and Bernie Sanders is the winner once again. The Vermont senator won his neighboring state last night, just like he did in 2016. This time he beat out former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire by the slimmest of margins in 2016, and according to Paul Roy, who's a business owner, he tells Fox News it'll be tough sledding for any Democrats in New Hampshire due to the economy under President Trump.
As long as he stays the course, I mean, everything is going very, very well for us. From the depths of the recession to today, we've increased our employees by almost 80 people.
The Democratic-led House Budget Committee is beginning to work on President Trump's proposed budget. Chairman John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, the president plans to break many of his promises. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Elections do have consequences in one state as more Confederate monuments could be disappearing. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Virginia state lawmakers approving a bill that would give local governments the power to remove Confederate monuments. The bill's passed on Tuesday, allowing for cities and counties to alter, cover, relocate, or again, remove monuments from public spaces. The locality would have to make a report, hold a hearing, and then decide based on a 2 out of 3 vote for referendum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A special prosecutor in Chicago is indicting former Empire actor Jussie Smollett. The case stems from false claims that Smollett was the victim of a hate crime by President Trump supporters last year. Smollett falsely claimed he was attacked by 2 men wearing Make America Great Again hats who were yelling racist and homophobic slurs. Smollett eventually said he faked the whole thing. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The House Budget Committee is beginning its work with harsh words for President Trump's budget proposal. Although Republican House Committee Ranking Member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the President for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
The Arkansas Republican also highlighted the growing federal deficit and says it cannot continue. The World Health Organization says it hopes to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus within 18 months. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more details.
WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said the vaccine for the virus, which the organization dubbed COVID-19, will take time to develop, and said that countries will have to make do with available resources in the meantime. The global death toll from the virus rose to 1,107, according to health officials in the Chinese province of Hubei. The city of Wuhan is announcing new restrictions on citizens, allowing only one member of a household to make one shopping trip every 3 days, while also quarantining entire buildings in some cases. Beijing also called on countries that have placed a restriction on travel to China in an effort to curb the spread of the virus to restore it to normal relations for the benefit of the global economy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.